Very good morning and welcome to the show. People enjoyed an extraordinary weekend at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, hearing authors in conversation, taking part in workshops. The theme of this year's festival was identity. Do you consider your identity, where you come from, and what defines you as a person? Here now, the panel discussion I chaired on identity, namely, Who Are You? Who Am I? With four esteemed poets and writers, Daljit Nagra, Romesh Gunasekera, Yang Lian, and John O'Sullivan. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Good afternoon to our panel discussion on identity. Who am I? Who are you? We're going to find out more about each other through the next hour or so. It's great to see you all here. I think for many of us here in the UAE, it's a question we ask a lot. You know, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from? And I wonder how much we really know about each other living side by side from different cultures and about their home country as well. We have got a fantastic panel of writers joining us today. I've already been entertained by them, and they're going to recite some of their poetry. We're going to find out about their take on identity. So it gives me pleasure to welcome to the discussion this afternoon Romesh Gunasekera, John O'Sullivan, Yang Lian, and Daljit Nagra. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Take a microphone. There you go. Now, we thought, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got little time and we've got great writers and great talkers. And so to get straight to it and to explore identity and all the different layers, you know, it's contradictory, identity can be singular, it can be plural. So I think we should start by hearing our wonderful writers recite some of their words, some of their work, related to identity. Do you think that's a good idea? Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. Yes. I think it's a really good idea. Okay, so Romesh, would you like to start?
Oh, am I going to start?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. Right, I wasn't ready for starting, but we'll go. I thought I'd read you just a couple of pages from not my most recent book, which I'll be talking about tomorrow, but this is the one before that. It's called The Match. And I thought this might sort of fit in with the identity theme, because The Match, it's a book where at least one of the themes in it is identity. It's about a man trying to find out who he is, I suppose, which is right with this theme, and whether his identity is tied up with any sort of a group, loyalty to a group, and maybe we'll be talking about that. And in his case, this is a man called Sunny Fernando, who's originally a Sri Lankan, but has been cut away from Sri Lanka for a long time, lives in England, and in pursuit of this sense of identity, he goes to a cricket match when Sri Lanka is touring England. But this particular, he goes to a couple of matches in the book, but this particular match is at the Oval when Sri Lanka playing India on a one-day international. I don't know how familiar with cricket, but it doesn't matter. This is really about who's who. The atmosphere at the Oval was extraordinary, astounding. The stadium throbbed, ready to burst. Sri Lanka batted first. It wasn't a good start. Wickets fell fast, but the play was for runs, runs, runs. Anything cautious was booed. Sunny was in a stand mostly full of Indian supporters, with a small contingent of Sri Lankans two rows back. There were trumpets and drum rolls, klaxons and whistles and rattles and chants and screams. This was cricket at full decibel. A game where every ball was a missile and the field an arena of gladiators. Sunny realized he had known nothing about cricket. Nothing. These fans had come not to watch but to participate. The players were not kings, but servants of the crowd. They existed only to please the crowd, do their bidding or be hauled off, earn respect only with every ball. Glory from the past was not good enough, except, perhaps, for the legendary Sachin, who raised a cheer every time he moved, even if it was only to snap a bit of elastic. By 11:30, the Sri Lankan captain was out, caught by Dravid to a huge row. Ooh, ah, India, was chanted again and again until 15 minutes later, another wicket fell. Then a new and more menacing chant. Are you watching Pakistan? India had come from a win over England the day before. Their fans were on a roll. They had Pakistan in their sights. The commentator among the Sri Lankan family clicked his tongue and poured himself some wine. What has happened? He mourned. In 1996, we were champions of the world. What the hell has gone wrong? An Indian cheerleader, who had never been to India, asked a nearby Englishman, what's your name? Man, who do you support then? India? He doubled up, laughing. Of course. My name is Hutton. The cheerleader turned to the crowd, astonished. Hey, Hutton is an Indian. Hutton is an Indian. The chant was taken up by everybody. Hutton is an Indian. Then someone else ratcheted up the tempo. Beckham is an Indian. Beckham is an Indian. Then Becca was an Indian. Becca was an Indian. A moment later, Henman will be an Indian. Yeah. It was a new badge of honor. All heroes had to be Indian. I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ramesh. So you're a fan of cricket, Ramesh?
I was a huge fan of cricket while I was writing this book. Then I kind of got tired. I suppose I was learning a lot about cricket while I was writing the book. I mean, I had a more tepid kind of interest and, to do with identity, I suppose. I mean, I always watched when Sri Lanka was playing, but otherwise I wasn't sort of a fanatic about cricket, and I got more and more interested as Sunny got more and more interested in this story. It was really the same sort of journey I was doing along with him.
Did you feel like, I think so many people do when they are loving sport, it gives them this sense of collective, being part of a group of cricket or other sports, but did you kind of get that, was it kind of, were you feeling that as you went along? Was it... Did you pick up on
very
that?
Very much. I mean, that was part of the exploration of the book as well, really. You know, it was, Sunny is a character who is trying to find out where, he's cut off bits of his past and suddenly wants to connect with bits of it because he feels it's important for who he is. And he hasn't quite worked it out. And he's aware of people around him who get their identity from this loyalty to a team. And quite often, and it's particularly true of cricket, Sri Lankan fans are all over the world. They're not just Sri Lankans. And you take a sport like soccer, which again I have no knowledge of whatsoever, but I do know that the relationship between a person who's a fan, whether it's men or women, and the most ardent fans I've come across are women of particular clubs, and usually there are the sorts of fans who support a winning club, and then there's a large majority of fans or people who support teams or anything else actually who are actually supporting a losing side, and it's a sort of relationship with failure almost. You support more and more, and maybe it's only in England, I don't know, but it becomes a kind of badge that actually you're quite proud that they're not at the top or whatever it is.
Do you think that's only in England?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
I
suspect
I think,
not. I think it's a bond that you build. And I think that's what I was kind of... what are the bonds you build up? And in a sense, what my character, Sunny, discovers over time is that it's not actually where you're born. It's not those sorts of things that actually is not the group you belong to. It's what you kind of... It's the people you carry with you and the connections you make. And I don't know, for this audience, I suppose, the connections you make with other readers are probably the strongest connections you have, though you may not necessarily realize it because it's a rather peculiar thing to enjoy reading and living in that world.
Ramesh, thank you for reciting that from the match. So sport is one area of identity, the collective, being part of a group, feeling that bond between others. Another part of identity can be family.